Okay, welcome to Free Association. I'm just going to try and get some ideas down in some form or another that I've been thinking about over the last day or so. I had a conversation last night with Pat Rabbit in the Revolution Radio chat room, and I was trying to express the way my head is at the moment, and I didn't quite manage to do it, but it set off a train of thought that then becomes interesting. So for me, there's a dialectic going on, there's a conflict going on between terrain theory and germ theory in my head. I don't know which of those is more true, or whether one of them's true and the other one's false, or whether neither of them are true, which is what Pat Rabbit suggested. But honestly, I don't know which of those things is true, even if it's just for me. As an individual, I've got a bias towards terrain theory, but that doesn't mean that terrain theory is true, it just means I like it a bit more. And it's possible that neither of them are true, it's possible that both of them are true in different ways, at different levels of consciousness, in different places in consciousness, from different perspectives. It's also possible that both are true, possible that neither are true. It's also possible that the thing that looks like germ or a terrain theory issue might be an evil spirit. That's the way they used to be expressed, so that's obviously possible as well. It's a description of the same thing, to a greater or lesser extent, with a belief system attached to it, but as is terrain theory, and as is germ theory. So that's kind of got to be included, I think. It's got to be included as a possibility. I don't think any of them are true, quite honestly. I think the whole thing's a lucid dream, but I can't get my head to believe that. So at one level, that's what I believe, but in my head, in my physical body, that's not what I believe. So I can't let go of them. I haven't been through the process yet to let go of all three of those possibilities. Which one would I go with first? I'm already not very attracted to the evil spirits theory, which would include the Satanism, satanic ritual kind of stuff as well, I would think, unless I put that down as a separate category. I don't know, you see. I don't know whether to include that or not include it as a separate category. I could put it all down as evil spirits, or I could put it all down as good as dualism, as good versus evil. Right, in fact, it all could go down as dualism, because germ theory is like a perception of a threat, which would be evil. And terrain theory is a perception of a threat. So it's all down to the perception of a threat, really. It's like, am I threatened or not? If I feel threatened, then I'm going to see things that threaten me in the world. This is the way my brain works. If I don't feel threatened, then I won't see things that are potentially threatening me in the world. But if I don't see them and they're there, then I'm putting myself in danger. If I don't see them and they're not there, then there's no problem. And if I see them and they're not there, there's a problem. See them and they are there, then there's not a problem, because I can just move out of the way. I've got an accurate perception of what's going on. But I don't know which of those is true. I really don't know. So I'm just trying to get my thoughts out. And this probably counts as a midnight ramblings, but it's actually nearly 11 o'clock in the morning, but it probably counts as midnight ramblings, so I'm going to put it down as that category. And we'll see where I am at midnight. I don't know. I've got a day to think about this, a day to process it. So it's like, is it in my interests to feel threatened? No, because it sets up an adrenaline response. Is it in my interest to see a potential threat? Yes. Oh, no. Is it in my interest to see an actual threat? Yes. Is it in my interest to see a potential threat? No, not until it's an actual threat. Unless I want to move out of the way. But if I keep moving out of the way of potential threats, then I'm always going to be moving, aren't I? So that becomes a problem. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know where I'll be at midnight. This is where I am at 11 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for listening. And I hope some of that made sense to somebody.